Episode 2250, Are You Going Nowhere?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? I know you are, because you know what? When you rise and shine, and it's a brand new week, a brand new day, that opens many doors of opportunities. But there are times that we have question marks, where we wonder, are we going where we're supposed to be going? Because sometimes, are you going nowhere? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So I asked you a moment ago, are you going nowhere? Because you're trying to go everywhere? Life isn't about being everything all the time. By standing in the presence of the season you command, this is the way to lead today. You are a leader. You are called to do great things. But unfortunately, too much of the world is attempting to conquer everything. We're trying to conquer it all. And a lot of us follow suit with that. Are you trying to lead that glamorous life where you appear all put together? Using those filters, having those masquerade balls that say, you know what? I got it. I'm all in. Where your day seems perfect even though more goes wrong than goes right? You were not created to be perfect. You were not created to perform. You were created to connect with people, to be alive and responsive in your everyday. You are created to live, love, and impact. You are a treasure, and never should you feel less than or complicate stuff that really doesn't matter. If you're trying to go somewhere but are going nowhere, it's time to map out your season. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Map out your season. You know, you may find yourself in a season of life that you want to run from. Yet in that same season, you might be where you find and explore hope. Are you hiding from something today? Are you running from what you think really shouldn't be happening, but you're not looking for the lessons that can be learned? When you face your everyday knowing that the answers will come your way, you are less likely to run and hide. Think about that. When you face your everyday knowing that the answers are going to come your way, knowing that God's going to show up, knowing that the door that's supposed to close will close and the door that's supposed to open will open. Yes, you still have to do your work. Yes, you still have to be willing to put in the energy and the effort. And yes, you have to be willing to run into a brick wall. You got to be willing to take those detours. When all of that happens, believe it or not, you're really less likely to run and hide. Therefore, you grow exponentially inside. Take a leap of faith knowing you are being stretched. Leaders are made even when they don't know the way. They map out the season. What season are you in right now? Maybe you're one that says, gosh, I have no idea what's going on in this world. It has affected my job. I don't know if I'm supposed to be at home, if I'm supposed to be at work. I don't know what the kids are doing. Schools are happening. We're in session, but they're not in session at school. And here I find myself just floundering. And when the day is over and I'm with the family and I'm at home cooking dinner, I can't even make basic decisions on what should we eat for dinner. We put way too much pressure on ourselves. We try to be too perfect. The filters that we use every day to make that perfect Instagram snapshot, they're actually clouding what we're supposed to be learning and how God wants to stretch you. You see, we can't learn and be stretched if we're always wearing filters because we can't see the good, bad, and the ugly. And we got to know where we are in order to make a change. So if you are in a season and you're going, gosh, I honestly don't feel like I'm going anywhere. I just feel like I'm stuck. Have you said that to yourself? I just feel stuck. And it's not because it's winter. Yes, I know springtime is coming and it's around the corner. I am very excited. I want warmer weather. We're going to hit the 70s this week. Is it going to stay at 70 on up? No, we're going to drop back down a little bit. But I'm so excited because it's that taste. It's that sprinkle of we're getting there. We're almost to spring. For some reason, spring gives us hope, right? It's a time of renewment. It's a time of refreshment. I know renewment isn't a word, but go with me on this. We want to renew things in life. We want to refresh what we already know. Sometimes we run and hide because we're tired of the same old thing. But sometimes that same old thing is actually a blessing. But it just depends. There are a lot of question marks when we go through our day. But one question mark that doesn't have to exist at all is that you were created to live, love, and impact. That is your sole purpose. Everything else, bonus, bonus blessings. It's allowing yourself to be stretched, to be trained up, to take that one step at a time to lead to miles of greatness. So if you're going to map out your season from where you are right now, I'm not saying trying to go out and do something else because, man, I'm in a season right now. Part of that season, I'm kind of enjoying. Another part, not so much. Another part, I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to go away from it. That little area is making me really nervous. And another part, I'm like, oh gosh, if I could just stay here forever, this would be awesome. And there's a few other sprinkles that are going on in this season. I'm like, okay, I have no idea, but I'm going to go with the flow. And I'm praying that God will close the doors that he's supposed to close and open the doors that we're supposed to walk through. You see, we all have those seasons in life. Where are you now? And how do you map out your season? Number one, lean back. So much of our days are rushing to the to-do list, the activities, the dinner, and the laundry. Don't let the excitement or the rush speed up what matters and counts in your everyday. Sometimes we try to see and fast forward. Do you remember the olden days called CDs? I'm not even going to go back to cassette players. I mean, I used to play things on cassettes, believe it or not. I actually used to play records. I know that is really dating me. And if I told you the music that I played on those records, you'd be like laughing right now. So we won't go there. We'll leave that for another episode. But just going back to CDs, you know how you have that little fast forward button and you could place it anywhere you want within that song. And it was so much easier than on a cassette player because the cassette player would go, and then you'd have to stop it. And then it wouldn't get the spot. So you'd have to go, and then you'd play it again. Oh, nope. And it'd go back and forth, right? And then guess what? Technology hadn't got any even better. We have our phones now. And then you have those little circles that are 15 seconds forward and 15 seconds back. Or 30 seconds forward, 30 seconds back. It's real easy. Well, sometimes we're always trying to rush to speed up. Oh, I don't like this part. Speed up, speed up, speed up. Have you ever watched a commercial? The longer commercial, and you're like, oh, that was a great one. And then you see the shortened version, you're like, oh my gosh, they left out the best part. Yeah, I know. I hear my husband and my children talking about it all the time. And every once in a while, I'll sit down and see him too. And I'm like, oh yeah, if you don't have that context, it just doesn't make sense. Or they left out that funny part. That's what really mattered. You see, sometimes that's what we're doing. We're rushing through the stuff that really matters. We're trying to fast forward. It's time to lean back. Don't always be in such a hurry. I had an incredible weekend with the family. All my babies were here, with the exception of our son-in-law. He was off training, working hard. And so we had my daughter and grandson here. And boy, did we have fun. And let me tell you that there were times that I was like, oh, can I just slow down? Can I press pause right here and not go any further? Like, this is the moment I want to have. This is where I want to be. I don't want to speed anything up. I don't want it to rush through. But sometimes we're doing that. We want to speed up what we don't like, and we want to slow down what we do. Just lean back. See the opportunities that are before you. Number two, capture the season. Whether you know it or not, you have what you need in the season you're in. And if you are lacking, you will learn. God provides. You just have to know that. And for me, I'm like, whoo, in this season, I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm waiting. When are you showing up? He always does. I am the one who has a problem. I have to look harder. He's like, hello, I've laid this out in front of you. I can't spell it out. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. There it is. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Now I get it. After 51 times looking at it. Capture the season. Know that you're not alone. I know there are days you feel like it, but you are not. And even at the moment that you feel like you are, know that God's on your side. But you got to capture that season. You've got to be willing to go through the good, the bad, and the ugly. You've got to be willing to say, you know what? I know I don't got it, but God does. So lean back. Capture the season. And finally, number three, be present. If you don't know what's going on, you're going to get lost. Sometimes planning too far ahead and looking into the future sets us further back in the past. Don't miss what's right in front of you. Sometimes we try to make things perfect, right? It's back to that masquerade ball. Putting on that filter. Oh, wow, we look good. That's probably why I don't like social media, because I don't have time for filters. What you see is what you get. The good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, the not so, oh my gosh. Yes, all of those moments are wrapped up with me. Some of them I can explain, other to you, not so much. It's just like, well, here I am. But it's important that we're present. Presence is everything. Because if you're not present, you will miss everything. You'll even miss the learning. And then you'll miss, well, maybe even dinner. Or you'll lose that sock because you weren't present. You weren't listening to your children talk to you. You weren't listening to your spouse. You were too focused on whatever it is. Maybe binge watching your favorite show on Netflix. Don't miss what's right in front of you in the season that you're in. Because, you know, think about this. When we don't like the season that we're in, back to CDs or our little circle with the 15 or 30 second mark, and we're trying to fast forward it, what happens is we miss those little moments, and those little moments are life changers. We've got a lot going on this season. I'm excited about what it has to bring, what God has in store for us. But from our family life to my business, to you as in family, to my husband, to my kiddos, to my grandbaby, there's a lot happening. There's a lot that we're having to juggle right now. And I got to tell you, I could get lost in every single bit of it. But some of it I can't control. And one thing that I have learned is patience. And when you learn to say, okay, I'm going to be patient, that means you're present because you're not trying to push that 15-second fast forward button. You don't want to miss the little stuff that matters. No longer are you going nowhere because today you've decided to go somewhere with hope in your step and love in your heart. This is your day to succeed with a smile along the way. No frowns to keep you down. Change is a blessing that will create your now. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.